Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode.
So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
Guys, Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And it's Wednesday. I am working from home today. So I'm hanging out with my main man, Buster. Say, what's up, Bust? That's if you're not watching this on video, that's my dog, by the way. He's 12, still going strong. Anyway, me and him are hanging out, and we just got off a call with somebody that was interested in joining our my mastermind group. Buster's not part of it. But we finished the call, and it was kind of an interesting finish to it. And I'm not necessarily, I don't want to necessarily say one way or another whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I wanted to kind of give you an idea of how we left it. And the person I chatted with, he's doing great. He's grown his practice quite a bit over the last 6 months, and has used some of our digital products to actually, you know, help generate leads and things. And that's been going well. And so he's interested in potentially getting some more structured help along the way. And when we finished up at the end, you know, I said, hey, are you interested in, you know, getting some help or not? And, you know, the answer really was, well, you know, I want to see how it goes. And if I get stuck or run into a problem, I'll let you guys know. And I'll probably, you know, want to do something with your group. And my response to that was, that's kind of like one of our patients telling us that they're going to wait till they get hurt again and then come back, knowing that there's a problem, right? Or we see this so often, right? And clinically, people are, they're like, oh, my symptoms are gone. I'll just see you if I get hurt again, right? Which we know you're going to get hurt because you haven't solved the root cause of the problem. And in business, we can see these things in particular when we get a chance to do business development group with people, development work in our group with people. We see this from a different perspective. It's like, it's hard to see the forest through the trees when you're in it, right? Like you're in it day to day and you just see the things you have to accomplish, the goals you're trying to achieve, all this stuff. But when somebody else can take a different perspective or look at it differently from like what we consider a 30,000 foot view, and we look down and we say, okay, well, here's what we see and this we see. We're not directly involved with it. All of a sudden, we can catch stuff that stops problems from occurring or avoid some of these costly problems that occur. And as I talk to him, I think clinically this makes a lot of sense. But in a business sense, in many cases, it doesn't. People are just like, oh, I'll just figure it out on my own. And if I get stuck, then I'll try to figure it out. And we'll dig ourselves out of this hole. And if you think about it, it's actually a pretty backwards way of looking at developing this thing that's trying to support your life, right? And, you know, for me, the way that I got into investing in my own business education was after I had a really hard time with the expansion that we went through. So in 2015, we were cruising, man. I mean, I was like full schedule within 6-8 months, you know, within a year or so in, we decided, all right, cool, we need to expand to a standalone location. We're going to have all, you know, the staff we're going to hire and all this stuff. So we go to find the space, and I know nothing about commercial real estate. I know nothing about how to negotiate this stuff. I know nothing about how to hire an administrative, you know, office manager or whatever. I know nothing about how to do a build out and what that includes with contracts and, you know, people actually like approving your build out process and, you know, the city has to do that. There's all these things that go into it. I didn't know. So as I went through this, we started in October, and it was a 6 month process from October until March before we actually got that office open. And in the process, I literally, you know, ended up losing somewhere between $80,000 and $90,000 in the process with payments that we were paying to a full-time office manager that we had no place for her to manage, right? You know, equipment that we had that we couldn't actually use, and all these things that we did wrong about like paying for the build out incorrectly. And anyway, there was a huge mistake. And I realized I was a detriment to my family and my business for, I just didn't know, I was ignorant. And I had to learn. And that's how I got into business development and investing in myself and spending a lot of money trying to do so, because it's a huge investment that I get a return on investment from. And I try to look at things proactively now instead of reactively, because it's a much better approach. It causes me less stress and it allows me to scale much faster. So I thought it was an interesting little tidbit to share with the call. And this guy's crushing it. He's doing great. Super smart, really good dude. I just thought it was interesting how he was looking at it and how we talk to people clinically, and how I thought people from a business standpoint are very similar. So hope you guys take something from that, and I enjoy, get a chance to chat with this guy. If you're interested in chatting with anybody on our staff about our mastermind, if it's a good fit for you, head to physicaltherapybiz.com/call. You can set up a call with one of our folks, and we can see if it's a good fit for you and see if we can help you with your business as well. So guys, thanks so much for listening. Hey, I just want to say thanks for listening to today's show. If you liked what you heard and you're interested in seeing if you're a fit to work with us, here's what I want you to do next. Head over to physicaltherapybiz.com/call. That's physicaltherapybiz.com/call, and book an appointment to speak with our team today. We'll jump on the phone with you for about 45 minutes and we'll get you crystal clear on three things in your business. Number one, what price should you be charging? Number two, what target audience should you be going after? And number three, what strategies should you be using to reach those people? Remember, scaling your cash PT business doesn't happen by itself. You need expert guidance to make it happen. We've helped cash PT owners all over the country scale to multiple six-figure businesses, all while creating huge impact in their communities. To see if we can help you do the same thing, head over to physicaltherapybiz.com/call. I'm Danny Matei, and let's talk soon.